Hello, and welcome back, I suppose, to the Gaming Den podcast. We're back.
We are.
I am the Fox McButt, and I am joined by...
Sammy Damage. We're back, guys. How lush is that?
It's been a while. A lot has happened, but we're back. But just before we get into the episode, I'd just like to say that this is season two of the Gaming Den podcast. It's slightly different from before. We're going to try some new things. We're still going to have the regular sort of stuff. Going to be less about, like, based around the interviews with streamers and things like that. But we're still going to have some, I guess. Like, we might have some people in, special guests and the such. As well as special episodes, like more themed episodes based on current events or anniversaries, things like that. I think that's probably quite a good
idea.
So we're back. This will be a kind of short episode, just to get us back into the rhythm of it, and to catch up, really. It's been a long time. Let's hope we know how to talk to each other.
I think we'll be all right, mate. I think we will as well.
I'm going to put it right up top. We have our own Discord. It's called the Gaming Den. There'll be a link to it in the show notes for this episode. Also, come and join us. We've got a bunch of stuff going up. We've got Lego panels, things like that. But we've also started a game club where we're going to get rid. Well, not rid. It's going to be everlasting, but to go through our backlog, we'll get to that in just a second, but it's a new game every month. We can play through a game that we've never played before, or we'll have a vote on which game we play, and then we can talk about it. And I'm sure we'll talk about it in one of the sections, so I won't go into too much detail. But lots of new ideas, and we kind of wait to get going. So without further ado, let's kick on. Let's hit it.
Let's go.
Yeah, Sammy.
So, Fox, it's been a while, mate. It's been a while. What have you been playing since we last spoke? What have you been playing?
Nothing, mate. Nothing.
You're leaving all the segment to me, eh?
No, that's not true. I have of course been playing quite a lot. So we'll start with the Game Club game, which was chosen by the community so far, which is Spiritfarer. Which is a game I had heard of. I didn't actually know anything about it, if I'm honest. It's not the sort of game that I would normally play, I must admit. I don't like sort of inventory management games or games where you have to keep people happy and things like that. But it's got so much heart. It's so wholesome.
It is.
And it's so... slow paced, but not in a bad way. It is just, you can just chill. You can absolutely just chill out. You can fish and things like that. It looks absolutely stunning. The music is fantastic. Even like building your ship and upgrading all that sort of stuff is a bit Metroidvania as well. So I have enjoyed it. I don't think I'm going to play it for too much longer, if I'm honest, because I've been playing something else that's got my attention. What have you thought of it, Sammy?
Come on, you know me. I love an inventory management game. Also, give me some settlements that need my help, and I'm there. So, yeah, I love doing. That's my kind of game for chilling out. That's my kind of game. I'm pretty much nearly all the way through it. I'm really enjoying it. It's got such a lovely story. It's brought me to tears twice already. I'd literally had to go and tell a friend that a hedgehog made me cry. But it's lovely. It's so well written. Like you said, the music's gorgeous. The artwork, the art style's lovely. It's got a little bit of like a Ghibli feel slightly. It's definitely on the like Japanese end of animation. It's just lovely. I'm really enjoying it. And you know, it's free. It's on Game Pass, so I'm not gonna
It's on Game Pass, yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
And I think it's the sort of game for me personally that the perfect game type of game on Game Pass. mm-hmm. something that I've never played, something that you could try, and it could, like, it could well for me to play another one of these games or even continue playing this game.
Yeah.
It is on, it's on pretty much everything as well. It's on, like, it's on Switch, it's on Windows, yeah. and
yeah, yeah, you can get it pretty much most platforms have got it. It's really nice. It's not too long. You could probably complete it in about, you could probably finish it in about 20 hours if you wanted to. It's not too bad. I've been enjoying it. Quite like it. I've been dipping in and out of it, which I think is, like you said, it's one of the good things about it is it's not super intense and there isn't a lot to remember. So you can play it for 3 or 4 hours, turn it off, turn it on a week later. You'll know where you are. You'll know what you're doing. It's great.
One of my favorite things about the entire game is Daffodil.
I know.
The cat.
I like that.
Even when you go
her.
In the water, the cats don't like water. So when you jump in the water, it follows you, but then it's on a little ball.
Yes.
So it doesn't get wet.
Daffodil is
such a nice touch.
Big fan of Daffodil. Massive fan of Daffodil. Yeah. It's really, really great. The characters are quite fun as well, some of them. I'm really enjoying it. And like Fox and I were having this conversation, it's just slightly before we recorded, but this idea that Fox has had about Game Club has really helped me with Game Pass. So I pay for it every month and no complaints there. I love it. It's great. But I was tending to stick to the same games. I mean, you guys heard, I was playing Sea of Thieves every week, and Fallout. Yeah. And I loved those games, but I wasn't really branching out. And this like little Game Club that we're doing, since January 1st, when we started this, I've played, nearly finished Spiritfarer. I've played Firewatch. I've played Unpacking and Townscaper. So I'm smashing through the Game Pass games that I wouldn't have even thought about picking up because I'd just be like, let's put Destiny on. I want to shoot some things. but yeah, it's been great, and I'm gonna continue. This is gonna be my thing this year, guys, and you can hold me to it. I'm gonna try and get through a couple of games a month with Game Pass that I wouldn't usually play.
Good. Well, don't play all the good games because we want some for the game.
Yes, we do.
I would say Firewatch for the next one, but I've already played it.
I was thinking about making Firewatch the first game I streamed because it's like such an easy, like linear.
Yes.
But then at the same time, there's nudity in it.
Yeah.
There's the drawing of you with the bits out of the beginning. So it's like, would I get away with that? TOS needs to.
I think that's a mirror, Sammy. I don't think that's a picture. I think that must just be a mirror in your room. I don't think that happens in the game. Not really.
Oh god, I've been sleepwalking gaming again.
You've been streaming in the news.
Streaking and streaming at the same time.
Yeah.
But yes. So within Spiritfarer, Mr. McButt, anything else? You've been playing anything else?
I thought I would pick up and try Hollow Knight.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, yeah, this is okay. I'll see how, like, yeah, I'm quite enjoying it. It's quite tough, but I like that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I'm now 75 hours in. I can't stop playing it. It's
nice.
It's huge. It's a massive, massive game. And you get lost, but that's part of it. It's all just adventure. I don't know if you've played it. Essentially, it's a Metroidvania sort of game.
Yep.
Where you play something. I don't know what he is. He's a Hollow Knight. But then you use a nail to kill things, collect their soul, things like that. You can upgrade your weapon. You can get new powers. So you could do like double jumps or stuff like that.
Nice.
The bosses are fantastic. The music is amazing. I really want it on vinyl. if you like that sort of game, I could see why people might play it for a little while and then drop off because it is very difficult. Like some of the bosses take quite a long time.
Yeah,
but I like that sort of thing, like Super Meat Boy style.
Tiny bit Souls like maybe.
Yeah, I would say so. I would definitely say so. And like. it's because it's so sprawling, you can basically do it in any order as well.
Yeah.
And you can get to a boss and you're just like, right, I'll come back to it. And there's always going to be somewhere for you to go.
Yeah.
And something for you to do. So like, you'll come across these bits of the levels that you can't cross because there's acid water. Mm-hmm. And then, like, it took me a long time, but I've only just got the ability to then swim in that water now. So I can go back and go through all the places I couldn't get before.
Yeah.
If you like Metroidvanias, please play Hollow Knight. If you've not played it, I cannot recommend it enough. I absolutely love it. It genuinely, even though it's been out for a long time so far, I think it could be my game of this year, which really? I know is weird, but it is superb. And there's even, like, there's going to be a sequel called Silk Song, which people have been waiting for quite some time. Mm-hmm. That might even come out this year, or might get more information. All we know is that it exists. But it is just superb. I could play it all day, every day. I'm playing it on Switch. It's on Xbox. I think it might even be on Game Pass.
It is.
It was on Game Pass.
It is, yeah. Is it? Yeah, it is currently. Because it's on my list of things. I've dipped into it once, not for very long. It is something that interests me, but I could tell it was going to take over my life, so I stepped away. Mm-hmm. But now I'm on PC and all the rest of it. It's on the list. It's definitely something I want to give a go.
Excellent.
And it is on Game Pass.
Give it a shot. I've just seen it there. It is obviously on Game Pass, but even if you don't have Game Pass, it's £12.49, and that's for the Void Heart edition, which has got all the DLC.
Yeah, and you'd say that it was well worth that.
Or if you've got gold, it's actually £9.99. So,
oh wow,
there's no reason not to play it. It's just great. The characters are awesome. It looks beautiful. The background art, the enemies, just everything about it is just superb.
Okay.
I'll just quickly talk about more games I've been playing.
Yeah, please do.
Because the Analog Pocket game finally is out. If you don't know what the Analog Pocket is, it's made by Analog. Mm-hmm. And it's essentially their version of a Game Boy.
Yep.
But they make super top-end premium bootlegs, I guess. Like, they made the Super NT, which is the SNES version, which is a sleek-looking SNES. Very expensive, I must admit, but absolutely amazing hardware.
They do look cool.
I ordered it a year before, and it took over a year to arrive, but it is gorgeous. I've posted pictures of it on the Discord. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely gorgeous. The screen is just beautiful. It upscales Game Boy games, makes them look fantastic. It's just beautiful.
That's great.
If you're into that sort of thing, if you're into Game Boys, it's a must buy. Although if you buy it now, you would join the queue, and I think now you would get it before quarter four 2023.
Oh wow! I thought you were going to say 2022, but
I think it might be. I think it may be quarter four 2022 or maybe quarter one 2023, something like that. So I got in there early. I got one of the first ones and I don't regret it. It is superb. It's one of my it's definitely my favorite console.
Yeah.
Now, like, it's just, I'm all about handheld gaming now by accident because I play my Switch, of course. I've got my Analog Pocket and I got a Razer Kishi for Christmas, like Xbox controller, like to make your phone into like a Switch.
Yes.
Where your phone clips into it. So it's got Xbox controls. And that paired with Game Pass, so you can play cloud gaming.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Like, I'm all about the portability.
That's fantastic.
And that to happen. But I'll stop talking. I feel like I've been talking about.
No, that's really cool.
All good.
That's excellent.
Sammy Damage. Hit me. What have you been playing?
Quite a lot, actually. Quite a lot. I've played, like I said, I've completed unpacking that. Loved that, which is ironic because I'm in the middle of
moving. I did
house.
Try that, yeah. Watchmen's holiday.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, I'm going to finish actually physically packing these boxes and go virtually unpack some boxes. I've really enjoyed it. It's a silly game. I would recommend getting it on Game Pass if you have Game Pass. now I've played it, I don't think I would have paid the price. Well, I don't think I'd have been happy if I'd have paid the price for it that I have. I'm sure they'll add some bits to it, but you can complete it in about an hour. it really doesn't take very long. It's good fun. I liked the little storyline that was in there.
I like the idea of the storyline. Yeah. It doesn't say anything. There's no text to tell you or anything like that. It's playing the game.
It's not screaming in your face, but there's a definitely a little storyline there, which I thought was lovely when those rainbow pants showed up. But it's like, oh, here we go. Been there. I really enjoyed that. I thought it was lovely. And it was really good fun. And I think at the beginning of the year, when there's been so much going on, I'm kind of really enjoying those games that I can just pick up and dip into, and they don't take up too much of my time thinking about it, because I've played a lot of Destiny in the last 3 months. Johnny and I moved from Sea of Thieves to Destiny, and it kind of took over, but that game is quite old now and there's a lot to it, and I love it and I'm obsessed with it, so please don't think I'm speaking ill of it, because I'm not, but there's so much to that game that it's been a learning experience. How do you level up after a certain, you know, number, just takes effort, and you have to watch a video that'll tell you how to do it. So I really appreciated the last few weeks when there's been so much going on with moving, these games like Unpacking and Firewatch and Spiritfarer that I can just pick up for an hour and then just put down. And it's been lovely. So yeah, like I said, I've done Firewatch as well, which I enjoyed. And again, perfect on Game Pass because it's short. You don't feel hard done by that you've spent money on something that hasn't taken you long to complete. It's great.
Exactly. Yeah.
Townscaper.
I think we've been we've been in a sort of similar mindset, because it's stressful. Life's stressful at the moment. So you just want to chill out. You don't always want to play COD where it's just go, 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 go. You just want to chill out and relax. Those type of games are very, very...
Yeah, I mean, it's been... One of the things I did really enjoy about Spiritfarer is you can't die. I mean, obviously, if you know the storyline, you ultimately can. That's the whole point. But your actual little avatar that's running around can't physically harm itself to the point that it dies and you have to start at another place or anything. You're not in any danger when you're flinging yourself around the ship or whatever like that. Yeah. So it's just a fun game that you can just enjoy and play through the story. And that's kind of been what I've been wanting in January.
So
the same with Firewatch. I played around with Townscaper for a bit. I could see myself getting heavily into that because I do like a bit of architectural design. love my Fallout towns. Don't give me an excuse to make massive ones. It was good. And I think I'm gonna play Lake next.
Oh yes, I've heard of that. I've not watched it. I think a few people have streamed it.
Mm-hmm.
But I purposely didn't watch them because I want to play it. So
yeah, same here.
Please put it forward for the next Game Club game.
Oh, okay. We'll maybe I'll suggest that for February. I'll hang off on playing it.
We should probably get on to decide that, to be honest. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool. That's a good one because I am looking forward to playing that. But yeah, just to quickly wrap up, I also really enjoyed Firewatch because you just walk around in the woods. It's lovely. there is bits going on, but nothing too scary.
Yeah, when it first came out, I didn't know really what it was. I thought it was I thought there was going to be something that went wrong and it's going to turn into an action game. Yeah. And I was pleasantly surprised that it didn't. It's a stunning game as well. Absolutely stunning.
It's lovely. It looks lovely. It sounds lovely. I like the bees buzzing and the birds singing. And it's just a nice chill out game. Pop your headphones on and walk through the woods, which is very, it's been lovely. I've been really enjoyed playing that. I've played my standard Destiny, Dead by Daylight. But nowhere near as much as I usually.
Toilet.
Nowhere near as much as I usually do, because I've been enjoying these little story-driven games. I've been enjoying them a lot. So, yeah, occasionally switch it up, because you might be pleasantly surprised. You might think you're a first-person shooter person or an RPG person, but you know what? You might also really like unpacking boxes and just making sure the shelves are tidy. So branch out occasionally, guys.
One of my favourite things about unpacking was that, Gen Z, they didn't know what a GameCube was. Mm-hmm. So it's just, forums and stuff filled with people saying, what is this thing? It's like,
what?
GameCube,
what is,
man?
What is this massive big blue box thing? Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Did you know there's a achievement, if you press it, it turns on, and it comes.
Oh,
on
I didn't know that.
Yes, it comes. The television switches on, and there's a game in the background on the television.
Oh, wow.
Also, top tip for that game, guys. Would never suggest this in real life, but the first time you come across a toaster, pop it in the bath. You get an achievement for it.
Wow. Yeah. This is a disclaimer. Please don't do that in real life.
No, absolutely not. No, but in the game.
And all those children that listen to this podcast.
I think apparently it was like the achievement was named something quite shocking.
Oh, really?
But, no, I didn't. That wasn't an intentional bad joke. That just happened. But but then they changed it all. So, I can't remember what it's called, but the achievement on Xbox isn't called anything, you know, slightly horrible. It's, yeah, or TOS. It's just something really, really bizarre. And it's like, throw in a toaster in the back, guys. Why have you called it that? But, yeah, I quite liked it. There were some nice little things going on that were very funny in that game.
Little touches.
Mm. Yeah, which I think in a short game like that, that's, you need some of those little things that just make you laugh and stick out a bit more.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was quite critically acclaimed, wasn't it? So
yeah.
I don't know if the developers have made any other games or anything.
I hope they do some expansions to that one. Like, they move you into the nursing home or something.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that would be like just unpacking your false teeth and stuff.
Yes, yeah.
In real life.
No, it's great. So, yes, I've played a lot of games since we last podcasted, and I've kind of switched up what I play a bit, which I'm really enjoying, really, really liking.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Like, I've been quite enjoying it as well.
Yeah. But it is nice to branch out occasionally and just do something a bit different. So, shall we move on to the gaming news? Because there's been quite a bit this week, the last few weeks.
Yes, let us. Yeah, I mean, there's been absolutely groundbreaking news. Like, Lego Star Wars is actually coming out. It's coming out in April. The big news of the week, 5th of April, Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga. Looks fantastic. Can't wait. So that's the big one out of the way.
Yeah, that's the main one. The internet on fire.
I am genuinely looking forward.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, Microsoft bought Activision. Activision
Blizzard,
yeah. I mean, that is massive. Huge. I mean, quite literally. I mean, it was $68 billion.
Pocket change. Pocket change to Xbox.
Well, yeah. I mean, see, when you think about it, even World of Warcraft, probably, fair enough, probably not to a lesser extent now, but in its peak, mm-hmm. It's absolute prime. People were paying $9.99 a month to play this game.
Yeah.
And there were millions upon millions of players. Like,
yeah.
Think how much money they were collecting every month.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Absolutely. That's what, I mean, Candy Crush alone. They're going to be raking it in off the moms, Candy Crush.
Off the moms, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think Candy Crush was the biggest game in the world. Like, they're absolutely,
it was, for a point, yeah. It's like one of the, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be. They're going to.
Do you know what? It's a really interesting fact, though.
What?
They bought Activision for $68 billion.
Mm-hmm.
16 years ago, 2006, Disney bought Pixar. Disney bought, Star Wars, Lucasfilm.
Yeah.
For, $7 billion.
Really? Oh, wow.
That's mad.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hang on. I think I'm...
What?
It was $4 billion for Lucasfilm.
For Star Wars.
For Lucasfilm.
Yeah.
For Lucasfilm.
Okay,
yeah. And Microsoft buying Activision for $68 billion.
$68 billion.
Crazy.
Hell of a lot of money. Hell of a lot.
That would keep you in Game Pass for quite a while.
Did you hear that Phil's been floating the idea of bringing Guitar Hero back? Do it.
Oh, don't do it. Well, maybe. Maybe if they can make me not fill my house with plastic guitars.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I do not want a fake keyboard or drum kit.
No.
Don't you dare. I'm not six. Please, I have to have grown-ups come around my house. Don't make me have those things. I don't want them. Please don't make me. Yeah. But I think it's interesting. There was a lot of debate online that this was the end of the world for PlayStation. I mean, their share prices did drop quite scarily. And it wasn't, I could see a lot of unrest, shall we say, on Twitter. But hopefully Phil's calmed that down, Mr. Spencer's calmed that down today, because he did make a statement that said he'd had a conversation with Sony and they were going to honour all the existing agreements and they desire to keep Call of Duty on PlayStation. Sony is an important part of our industry. So fingers crossed they'll Game Pass for PlayStation's coming, guys. We did tell you. We did say.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to have to be something special now because of that. If Microsoft have said they're going to try and get as many of Activision Blizzard games on Game Pass as possible, I'm up for that. So I will take Diablo on my PC. I've got it, but on Game Pass, Overwatch, stuff like that. It is obviously a massive, massive deal. And for them to come out, for Phil Spencer to come out and say they're going to keep COD on. On Sony products. I mean, they don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see God of War or Last of Us on the Xbox.
Exactly.
So I think they could, but at the same time, they're not idiots.
No.
They know where money is, and money is Call of Duty.
So they were willing to take a loss on Game Pass for a while. And so they had to have a long-term plan, and I think this is it. Because they've been making a loss. Is it on Game Pass or is it on the Xboxes? I know they were making a loss on something at the time. And so they've obviously calculated that. And there'll have to be a payback at some point. And I think this is where they're going to make the money from that. But it's like you said, I understand that people who only play PlayStation don't have PC and don't have another option. I understand why they're upset, because they were upset when Bethesda were bought and Starfield was announced as an Xbox exclusive. But like you said, Last of Us was a PlayStation exclusive and I wanted to play it so badly that I had to buy one. Just how it works. So I think that hopefully going forward, this might make it a bit more fair across the board for everyone. And hopefully one day I would love to, obviously we can now since last week, but I would love to be able to play God of War. I would love to be able to play Last of Us or what was it? Is it Revenant, the one on the PlayStation 5 that looks incredible? What's that called? Anyway, there's a lot of games. That's it. That's the one. Sorry.
The one. PS5 exclusive.
There's been a lot that PlayStation have had exclusive that Xbox couldn't play. So it would be nice if we can all play all of the games, and hopefully this will push us towards that eventually.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think it's a good move for Xbox, Microsoft. Sony are going to have to do something in that space. I think they, like, like you say, like they've got studios of their own. They've got Naughty Dog and Santa Monica and Polyphonic Digital. I mean, Gran Turismo, obviously.
Yeah.
So they've got massive, massive studios.
Yeah.
Just maybe not as massive, I think, but I hope Sony do. That's probably news now. I've got a PS5 now. I've finally got one.
You did it.
I did it. Like, I did the impossible.
Fox broke into someone's house and took their PlayStation away.
I told you not to say that on air. It was the only way I could get one, all right?
And I've said, when you bring it me back, we can talk. Well, you got one. Exciting.
Yeah. I've not had much time to play it, I must admit. I played the Miles Morales, and that is fantastic. Exclusive to PS5, PlayStation, sorry.
Yeah.
But I would love to see them up their game, because the PlayStation Plus games are awful. I'm not going to lie. Like, they're just rubbish, absolute rubbish. So if they charge a little bit extra to get PS3 backwards compatible games and whatever PS2 games, I'm into that. Mm-hmm. That's great. So I really do hope they bring something to the table. Now, it's not something we've discussed on the podcast before, but because this is Activision have issues. A lot of it.
They do, yeah.
It's not something we've discussed on the podcast, because when it first broke, we didn't know what was happening, essentially.
We were podcasting that evening, and we were all working, and none of us had time to put in the effort to research in it and to be able to talk about it with a bit of knowledge. And it was such a horrible and awful topic that there's no way I wanted to make a mistake on it. And I think we all felt the same, so we just didn't discuss it.
Absolutely, yeah. And I mean, Microsoft obviously know this. They know that there's a lawsuit, an active lawsuit against Activision.
Yeah.
For like a workplace culture that's enabled sexual harassment, discrimination, downright abuse. It's disgusting. It shouldn't happen. It shouldn't happen anywhere. It definitely shouldn't happen in one of the biggest entertainment companies in the world.
No, absolutely not.
And Bobby Kotick, the CEO of Activision Blizzard, is a horrible man, I must admit. Awful. He's denied it. He is not... I wouldn't go as far as saying victim blaming, but he's certainly washing his hands of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's attempting to whitewash it all and just make people be quiet, which is unacceptable.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm hoping it's a bit uncertain of his future. When it first announced that Microsoft bought Activision, that he was gone, and then it sort of came out that he wasn't gone and that he was staying and he would remain the CEO of Activision. However, when the dust settled, I think it looks like he is going to be leaving as CEO when the deal is final.
Yeah,
which can't happen soon enough, if you ask me. I hope he gets his comeuppance. I hope he does better in the future. I think Microsoft have got a much better culture within their company. I mean, I've never worked there, so I don't know for sure, obviously.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, I just hope that everyone that's involved with it and that worked for Activision Blizzard, who have had to protest and... strike and things like that, I hope they get everything that they want. It's disgusting. Some of the things that I read that happened that I won't go into detail about was absolutely horrible, and it definitely shouldn't have happened. And I hope it never does. So I am hoping that with the takeover, that Microsoft just put that, they just stop that dead right away and just get it all sorted out. From obviously, Phil Spencer seems to be a good person. So hopefully he will just stamp that out completely and get rid of the trash.
I mean, I've seen as well, obviously there's been a lot of discussion about that online, and I'm sure that like Phil Spencer and that whole team are in a position where they actually like can't really talk about that stuff that much because there's an ongoing court case and all the rest of it, but they have in the last day or so also, this is just directly from Phil Spencer's account, which I'm looking at now. By the way, if you don't know who he is, he's the CEO of Microsoft Gaming. I just assume everyone does because I'm such a fucking Xbox nerd. But he put out a copy of, like, of their leadership team, and out of the, I think it's 15 spots in the leadership team, seven of them are women. And that's at the highest levels in Xbox. So fingers crossed, Xbox themselves are, you know, they're walking their walk. They're doing what they said they would do. They're not just saying it, they're doing it. And hopefully, the, you know, if we've got some women up in those positions, there will be people there that, you know, women feel comfortable going and speaking to, bringing these issues up with. Just, you know, hopefully that's a step forward for the industry. Yeah. And I really hope that Xbox lead that. Because as a woman in gaming, I don't want to play games made by blatant misogynists. That's just how it works. I don't want to play your games. So I'm glad that I know that he was, so I could stop playing those games. But I hope that Xbox find a way to, you know, get those employees in a better place. And those women devs and things like that. It just sounded awful what was going on there. So
yes, definitely. I absolutely agree. Mm. Yeah. I mean, obviously it shouldn't happen. It shouldn't happen in any workplace, but if it does happen, and let's face it, it probably happens in every workplace in the world.
Yeah.
But if there's a safe way to report it and to be listened to, then that's a step towards it. So
yeah, I think, like, the Activision thing, what it shows is the culture in those kind of in those workplaces, it comes from the top. And it's like you said, Bobby is such a dickhead that everybody below him was allowed to behave like a dickhead because he did.
Exactly.
And that was the culture. Yeah. And but when you stamp that out and the culture changes and there are more women in leadership roles, or even just men with their heads screwed on, like really decent men, because there are a lot of you decent men out there. to have them in the right positions to stamp on it immediately and to have that culture coming from the top down makes a big difference.
Absolutely,
and fingers crossed that'll be a good move forward for gaming in general, I think.
Yeah, I'd say so. And if the biggest can do it, then the smallest devs and stuff can do it as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, but that's something that I'm going to keep an eye on. I mean, I'm intrigued by it. I want the best to happen. So yeah, it's something that we'll probably update on the.
Me too. I have been keeping an eye on what's been going on there. And when I saw that acquisition, that, like, the Xbox were buying them, I thought, I hope you, that my first thought was, you better be stamping the issues out.
Yeah.
I hope that's one of the things you're doing first before you do anything else.
I think they will. But as you say, they obviously can't talk about it because the lawsuit is against them, not. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
let's go to a bit more cheerier news. Less important, I must admit, but still cheerier news that, I don't know, what else have we got? We've got...
God of War came out on PC last week.
It did.
Hello.
It did. Yeah, it's, I've got it. It's fantastic. It looks amazing.
Yep.
It's so well optimized. Like, I do have a gaming laptop, and it's a decent gaming laptop, but I ran it on high and I didn't think it would cope, and it looked absolutely unreal. So it apparently you could play it, like, so I think it was PC Gamer, and they tested it on, like, an onboard graphics card, like just a run-of-the-mill, like, Intel whatever graphics card, and it ran. It wasn't on high or anything, but still ran. So yeah, I mean, it opens up. It's a great game as well, so I hope more people get to play it. People have been modding it already. Like, I've seen Kratos being modded to being, what's his name from San Andreas?
Oh, okay.
I get his name.
I want to see him, like, throwing, I want his axe turned into, I don't know, like a cucumber that he can throw and it'll fling back at him.
Yeah, exactly. I can't wait till... the boy is like Baby Yoda or something.
That's
the first
one.
Thing I do, that's for sure.
That would be very good. I I like that idea, Fox. You should tweet them that idea. Tweet a modder that idea. That's great. I have seen.
I'm sure it'll happen anyway, just naturally.
I've seen one where you can have like a shaven Kratos. I never know how to say his name properly. But yeah, you can with it, like he's clean shaven. This is really,
wow.
Yeah. But obviously, one of the first mods.
Yeah, that's really unsettling. Yeah.
Yeah, really weird. Doesn't look right. He's supposed to be like a big bearded dude, but yeah. So they're already at it. That'll be fun to watch. What else? A bunch of things got. I know we've spoke about Game Pass quite a lot, but they did drop a bunch more things onto Game Pass.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say that. Like one of the big-ish things was Ubisoft Plus. They announced that. They didn't say it was coming to the service, but they are hoping that will happen in the future. But like Rainbow Six Extraction.
Yep.
Came out and day one it's on Game Pass.
Yep.
And obviously the original Rainbow Six Siege as well,
mm-hmm.
which is fantastic. I mean, they've added EA Play to Game Pass, I'm assuming, like if they do that with Ubisoft Plus, it's becoming like you're losing money by not having this.
Genuinely, what if you play games a lot and you're interested in playing more and different genres of games, I think you can't not get it. It doesn't make any sense for you to. I mean, I had a look just out of interest earlier. Like, I know it's not on there and all that, but I had a look if you wanted to get God of War on PC and if you was gonna just buy it from Steam without going to CD Keys or anywhere like that, it's £40. It's £40 just to get God of War for your PC. It's $39.99 on Steam. It's a great game, and I will pay that because I want to play it. But that's one game. It's £40. The amount of games you get on Game Pass for what you pay is incredible, and it's just getting better and better.
Exactly, and I think it was just today, but I'm just looking at the PC version here, Windjammers 2 came out. I don't know if you've ever played that, but it's like an arcade.
That's the Frisbee, is it?
Yeah, Frisbee sports game.
Yeah, yeah.
So much fun. So simple, but it's fantastic. The sequel came out today.
Oh.
Day one, Game Pass.
Awesome. Amazing.
Exactly. The Hitman trilogy, which I'm dying to get stuck into. I'm dying to play it because I'm going to push myself out of my boundaries and play some stealth games.
Yep.
And that's on it. Death Store, another great game that I intend to play. Yeah. I have started it on my Switch, but yeah.
Looks fun.
And Paparazzi, a game I'd never heard of until today, but it's called Paparazzi, and you have to take pictures of dogs.
You do.
So I'm in. That is a thing that I'm going to play.
I sent a link of that to Aura because she loves dogs and is really good at photography. And I was like, mate, these are your two top interests rolled into a game. Get on it. Also, what's that? Nobody Saves the World? That looks great fun. I don't know if you've checked
that. Yeah, I've seen that. I didn't actually, I've not looked too much into it.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, but, a bit similar to like Death Store. It's like a little bit like a top-downy Souls-likey type thing, I believe. Looks fun though, and I've seen some. Really good reviews.
For the creators of Guacamelee as well, which is that's cool. I might give that a shot. Oh, there's so many games.
I know.
Spelunky 2 has came out recently. Yeah. Outer Wilds came out on Game Pass. The Mass Effect Legendary Edition, the trilogy, on EA Play. It's unreal. It's just getting better and better.
Yeah, there's so much now. Stardew Valley as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, which
it's awesome.
That's a good one as well. I think to like just dip in and out of as well. It's another great one, and if you can get it on there, why not? It's on Game Pass now. Excellent. So yeah, there's been loads. I mean,
obviously a lot of them will go off eventually. Mm-hmm. Which is fine, I suppose. Like, if you're dying to play something, play it when it goes on, just in case.
Yeah.
But most, like, well, nearly all the first party stuff, which is now all the Bethesda stuff and soon to be Activision stuff, that's going to be there forever.
Yeah, like, that's going
to be Halo Infinite, all that sort of stuff. Forza Horizon 5, which is absolutely amazing. It's going to be there forever.
Graphics on that
thing. Absolutely
incredible.
Like, it looks absolutely stunning. Like, I've got a 4K 60-inch TV, and it just looks and running on a Series X is stunning. Yeah. I don't care if it's a humble brag. It's genuinely, it blew my mind when I was playing it. It's just, it's so good.
No, it looks great.
Right, okay. That's enough gushing over Game Pass, I think. is there anything else that's newsworthy?
I'm trying to think of something that isn't Game
Pass. I mean, we've been away for a while, so probably quite a lot has happened. There's a new Pokemon game coming out, Arceus, whatever, which I am lucky enough to have played, and really? It's okay.
Yeah. How is it like Pokemon? What is it?
I'm not that far into it, but yeah, I mean, it's just like the origins of Pokemon. The people that are there are they're scared of Pokemon at the moment because they don't know what they are. And like, they've got primitive Pokeballs and things like that. So it's the same kind of intro. They have said it's like an open world game, but I think it's more open world in the way that Monster Hunter is open world.
Yeah.
Where you go into certain bits and then like, which is open world, then you go back to your hub and things like that. So
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, as I say, I've not played it for long. I played it for maybe like 45 minutes or so, if that. But yeah, I mean, that comes out next week, and it looks like it's going to be a big seller, even though it's getting slated online for looking like shit. But what can you do?
Oh, well, some people are never happy.
A lot of people are never happy on the internet.
That's very true. It's very true. The internet does internet. I think we can wrap up the news there. There's, like I said, like you said, it's been a while. If we keep going back, we're gonna be on this until the morning, telling you things that went on in December. You don't need to know that.
Just read it on the internet. The internet's forever. So
exactly, Google it, guys. Come on.
Right. Okay. Well, I think we should probably just call it a day. Where it's actually we've gone on longer than I thought we would, but it's so good to be back.
It is.
And chatting, especially having Sammy, it's just been great. And we hope that we can go on with the podcast. We're having a lot of fun on the Discord. Come and join us. Link will be on we are going to be back possibly in a week or so's time.
Yep.
With a music special, like a music video game music episode. We're going to play some of our favorite tunes, some of our friends' favorite tunes. And if you fancy letting us know your favorite song from a game, join the Discord, let us know. Yep. And we'll play it on the podcast.
We will. We'll have a chat about it.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to that one.
We've been planning it for quite a while now, so it should be all right. It should be good. So Sammy, let's do it. Let's do some plugs.
Okay, well, I've been Sammy Damage. You can find me everywhere on the internet as Sammy Damage. I'm really, thank you for coming back, Fox. Super, super glad to be back at this. I'd missed it so much. I'd missed talking games with you, pal. looking forward to the music episode very, very much, because me and Fox know what our favourites are, and there's absolute bangers in there. So don't miss it.
Yeah, absolutely. I am the Fox McButt on Twitter. I'm trying to stream as much as I can, but I have been very busy. I am still currently building my Mario 64 Lego on stream. It's really cool. It's really cool,
Fox.
I think I'm only just about halfway through it, so we'll get that finished something. I'm Fox McButt on Twitter. I don't post my Wordle every day, mostly because I'm really quite bad at it. But give us a follow on Twitter. We've got the Gaming Den Pod on Twitter, which I keep forgetting about.
I know, I forgot.
But yeah, join us in the Gaming Den. Discord, the game club. As I say, like, we're going to do it once a month and then just have a chat about the game as we play it or even afterwards. Get through your backlog, suggest a game that we play. We're looking for mostly single-player games that are about 10, 15 hours long, just so everyone can give it a good shot. But open to anything, absolutely anything, even games that that are a bit more intense and things like that. I'm happy to give anything a shot.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be a Game Pass game. It can be just as long as it's not super expensive.
Exactly. Yeah, we don't want God of War for 50 quid, but if this game's been out for a while or it's on sale somewhere or whatever, yeah, we're open to that.
Yep.
Yeah, excellent. So thank you so much, Sammy. It's been a lot of fun, and I really can't wait to get the music episode wrapped up, and listen to some banging tunes. So, thank you for joining me.
It's been lovely. Bye. See everyone. Thank you for coming. Bye.